Thing's not up.
I don't care. Welcome to the Max Level Podcast. My name is Chadley. I don't have a name thing down here today because I didn't want to do it. But Tristan, who is with us today, of course, as well, as he always is, does have a name thing. Welcome to the show. How's it going, Tristan?
It is going fantabulous, if I might just combine those words.
Ew. Yuck. So we got tons of topics on the plate today, of course, and of course I'm a busy guy. I'm trying to get as much stuff out for Halloween as I can. If you haven't checked that out, head on over to punchnerds.com. Tons of Halloween stuff.
Hey, whoa, this is about Max Level Podcast.
I'm advertising about my other stuff because I do as I please. Now, our first topic that we're going to talk about today is that it seems as though Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is going to get a re-release because they took it off of the Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network, or maybe it was just on the PlayStation Network, I don't fucking know, but they took it off there basically because they want to redo it and then put it out again.
Okay, why?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Can
anybody answer this other than money? Please don't give me a tired money excuse. They had enough of that.
Anybody who is anybody already fucking owns this game. They already have it. Why the fuck they need to put it out again?
Also, you know, here's my personal take on San Andreas. Anyway, to me, it wasn't the definitive PS2 version of Grand Theft Auto. To me, that was Vice City. Are they going to start going through all those?
No, because this was the latest of the PS2 games.
Right, so it makes even less sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally, I love... Ooh, excuse me. I love Vice City. I love San Andreas. But as far as PS2 goes, Grand Theft Auto 3 was really the tits.
Okay, at the time when it was released, oh yeah, of course, it was the first of its kind. But I think that Vice City was the most interesting, just because it also encapsulated that time period, the 80s. You man, like that was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. I feel you on that one. I for sure feel you on that one. So basically, I don't know why they would be re-releasing this game, but let's go. Let's talk about other games that have been re-released, because I don't get the point. Recently,
well, not just re-release, but like, they're aren't they going through it and kind of remaking it?
Polishing it, I think, is what they said. Polishing it. I think it's basically gonna be the same, but this time there's gonna be achievements and trophies. I don't care.
Oh boy.
I don't fucking care.
Whoa. I'm not an achievement hunter.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I'll fucking play through a game, and if I don't get all the achievements, I go, eh, oh well. Like, people who, when I log on to fucking Xbox and I see people who have gone through and they've gotten the fucking platinum trophy or they've got all the achievements in a game, I think to myself, bro, play something else, man. Like, it's nice, but also on that same token, it's nice that you like a game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, if you really love a game, then you may as well do it. But people who do it for every single damn game, what the fuck?
Yeah, and like, fucking, sometimes people go through and they get achievements literally just to have achievements. There's sometimes, I knew a guy, and his name will remain undisclosed, and he was a nice dude, and he loved video games. He fucking loved video games. But he would go through every game that he bought and get every single trophy or every single achievement, even if he didn't even really care about the game, even if he didn't like it, just because he wanted to have that
It's like gamer street cred these days, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, man. Anyway, getting back to the original point there, as Chadley eats his food.
It's yogurt. It's yogurt. It's not loud. It's yogurt. But recently, Naughty Dog also re-released The Last of Us, which came out like a year and a half ago for PS3. Of course, they wanted to throw it on the PS4, but they remastered it. They remastered it for the PS4 first, and I'm like, fucking why? What is the point?
It's money. That's the only thing you think of. The game's successful, they're just going to try to get as much money out of it as possible. So, but here's the thing, I don't understand. Are people who had it for PS3 going to buy it for PS4?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so, but I know a lot of people who did. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me. And, like, to be honest, remasters, re-releases, all of that doesn't really make sense to me. They did it with Tomb Raider as well, with the definitive version. Go fuck yourself, definitive. It's the same game. If the first game was good, the definitive version will probably also be good.
Yeah, and you know, you have to go back to again to Rockstar Games. They're doing Grand Theft Auto 5 on PS4 and Xbox One. Now, here's the thing, though, they are adding features to it that weren't in the original releases, but it's still fucking annoying. Like,
I'm sorry, I believe that's what updates are for. Updates, not a full new game.
Yeah, I don't get it personally. I know a lot of people who are excited about that, but me, I'm really not. I feel like I've played through the game already. Why am I gonna do it again just with a few extra features on top?
And this happens. This isn't something that just kind of happens once in a while. This happens all the time. They re-released Resident Evil 4 as well as an HD game. I guess for money, but just because it was their most successful Resident Evil game, and for a good reason. It's for sure the best Resident Evil game as well. But it looked fine on GameCube. Like, am I the only one? Am I crazy for thinking it looked fine on GameCube?
It looked fine, yeah. It looked really great for its time. But again, man, it's all about money. It's about demand. People who didn't get to experience it, maybe for whatever reason, on the GameCube or PS2, maybe they wanted another chance at it. I don't know.
And I know Nintendo has been doing this quite a lot recently as well. And I know that because I love Nintendo, I'm a sucker for this sort of shit. Like, they re-released two Zelda games in the last few years, Wind Waker HD. They changed it up a little bit, but generally it's the same game. I played through the Wind Waker HD and I loved it. But the thing is I loved it because I liked the original game. And if I wanted to go back and play Wind Waker, I probably wouldn't play it on the Wii U. I'd probably play through the GameCube one.
Well, I mean, I guess it's that feeling of authenticity that you're going to lose when you're constantly re-updating and re-releasing a game. The first one, I think, is always going to feel like it's just right, you know, because that was the original release to me. Like,
and
how many times can you rehash the same game and release it?
And they're not going to re-release a bad game, right? Like, if a game doesn't do well, let's say, for instance, they're not going to re-release Superman 64 and be like, well, we changed it, we made it better. They're not going to do that. Hey, they know that there's no money in that.
Hey, but you know what? That would be awesome, because
No, man,
the game sucks so bad. Imagine if they did a total rehaul of it. The game still sucks, but you can maybe get some functionality out of it. Hey, you can actually play it for once.
I don't know, man. But my point is that the games that they remaster and re-release are already considered masterpieces. So why change it? You know, like Zelda Ocarina of Time. It's hailed as one of the best games of all time. They remastered it and put it on the 3DS. I have it. I've been playing it. It's pretty fun. But if I was going to play through Ocarina of Time again, I wouldn't play it on the 3DS.
Well, I have no problem if you're taking an older game and releasing it on a handheld.
Yeah,
I also have no problem if you're taking an older game and you're releasing it for download. I do have a problem if you're taking an older game that was a home console release at one time and then releasing it on another home console for full price.
Yeah.
That's a fucking slap in the face.
I agree. And that's why I think things like Resident Evil 4 and Beyond Good and Evil HDs, I think they can get away with it. I won't buy it because I have the original games. But for people, that's what people are saying, right? Is that these re-releases, these remasters, they're for people who didn't experience those games. I'm sorry, if you didn't experience Grand Theft Auto, shit's still in stores, bro. Grand Theft Auto 5 is still in stores.
Yeah, I guess their argument for that would be updated graphics and updated features and all that along with a new generation, but.
Sorry, Grand Theft Auto was an incredibly, or Grand Theft Auto 5 was an incredibly vast game.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
There's enough in it already.
They still want to build on it, I guess. If there's money in it, they're going to do it. We keep coming to this point. If there's money in it, developers are just going to do it.
I guess so, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I think it's bullshit. Like, and they're doing the same thing next month, right? They're re-releasing all the Halo games in 1080p. Fuck off.
I mean, it's, The resolution of TVs has changed.
I
Therefore, they
guess.
have to catch up. I don't know.
I don't know. I was
Get a
playing
damn
Halo
tube
2.
TV.
I was playing Halo 2 on my Xbox last week. You know what? Still looks damn good on my TV, and I've got a 1080p TV. So why they need to update it? Don't know. But I think that one is mostly for multiplayer because the multiplayer in that collection is actually pretty dope. Because
Well,
it's
yeah, I mean, if you can create another active community of people, like very active community of people who are going to play it for the multiplayer nowadays, that makes sense, sort of, you know, because Halo 2, it's an older game. If it gets re-released and everybody's playing it again, then for multiplayer, naturally, that's going to make sense, right?
Then that's a good thing because if people are playing Halo 1 and 2 again, that's a good thing because people are gonna play Halo 1 and 2 and actually remember why that series is revered as so excellent because Halo 3, Halo 4, Halo ODST, Halo Wars, Halo, I don't know, was there another one? Am I missing something here? Those games are fucking shit. Like they're so bad. Like unforgivably bad,
Well,
especially
I think that it's just they've fallen into the same category nowadays, in my mind anyway, as like Call of Duty and
and
Battlefield games. So
every
they
other
all
game that
blend
comes
together now.
out.
They all blend together.
I don't know. Maybe it's
It'll make
just
them
me,
all
but
seem like shit.
I'm getting sick of every like Halo, GoldenEye, even BioShock are all really great games, but I'm sick of first-person shooters. Change it up, you guys.
Yeah, man, GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, those were the days. And you know, that could really lead us into our next topic here, and that is Rare.
Rareware, yeah. Rareware is a company they created hit after hit after hit in the 90s. They made all three of the Donkey Kong Country games, which if you've never played, so good. They made Diddy Kong Racing. They made
Which
Banjo-Kazooie.
was okay.
Diddy Kong Racing? Diddy Kong Racing is pretty good. It's no Mario Kart, but it's pretty good. They made Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, Perfect Dark. They made Conker's Bad Fur Day, which is damn good.
They made Battletoads on the NES.
Battletoads, yeah.
They've made a lot.
They've made a lot of really good games. But then in the early 2000s, they were bought out by Microsoft, and as soon as that happened, for some reason, they stopped giving one single fuck about the quality of their games.
Well, it's just like to me, Rare should have never. I understand money is the big factor here, but Rare never should have been bought out by Microsoft because they're not known for being, or they weren't known for being, a Microsoft-related company in any way. In my mind, it should have been Nintendo taking Rare. Just like in my mind today, if Capcom's going to get bought out by anybody, I think it should be Nintendo, just because it just feels right.
Yeah, because Mega Man 1 through 9, 1 through 8 were all on Nintendo consoles. 9 and 10 were also released on Nintendo consoles. You could also say that there's some merit for what's that company? Sony to buy up Capcom as well because a lot of Mega Man games came out for the PlayStation as well.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of a bias, but being that Microsoft is new to the, still relatively new to the video game industry, technically, if you think about it,
Well, compared to Sony and Nintendo.
some of these companies date back to the late 70s. Like, I would hate to see a Capcom go under the umbrella of Microsoft gaming studios. That would just be, it'd be weird. But anyway, getting back to it with what they did with Rareware, which hasn't been good.
Yeah, like what have we got from Rareware since then? We got Conker Live and Reloaded, which was a lackluster remake of Conker's Bad Fur Day with the swear words bleeped out. Oh.
Ooh, risky stuff there.
Yeah. Perfect Dark Zero, which was okay, but
Oh,
overall,
it was so okay that it was just.
it was yeah, it didn't live up to Perfect Dark on the Nintendo 64. That's
No, it didn't. And that's what led to it being re-released as a downloadable game, the original Perfect Dark, so, you know.
And then of course, and I don't even want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this because
Oh, sure you do. T tell your tell your personal story.
this actually hurts my heart. They released a game.
They did what now?
They released a game called Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts. And it was so bad. And you know what the thing is about that game? Is that it wouldn't have been so bad if the E3 trailer that they released a year previous was not so fucking good and teased at something that was toting back to the original Banjo-Kazooie, where you go, where you're at Spiral Mountain and you're, you know, collecting notes, and it, like they toted it like it was a regular Banjo-Kazooie game, and then what do they give us? A fucking car game where you build your own stupid cars out of stupid parts that you find around. What the fuck? Go, oh, I hate you, Rareware. I hate you.
Oh, what's wrong with that, man? What's wrong with that? Hey, also, I mean, before they were even bought out, Rareware was kind of going downhill anyway.
No, they weren't, bro.
Star Fox Adventures, anyone? Like,
Okay, yeah, Star Fox Adventures was okay. Here's the thing, is that I kind of there are parts with Star Fox Adventures that I find really annoying, but I like to jump to its defense a little bit, because as far as a Star Fox game went, it was really ambitious, and nobody was willing to take risks like Rareware was.
Oh, but the idea behind that game was that it wasn't going to be a Star Fox game,
No, it
and
was gonna be called
that's
Dinosaur Planet, and then Miyamoto was
right.
like, yeah, see that? We got a fox guy. Your fox guy looks all right, but put our fox guy in there. We'll sell millions.
And that's why I think that game just didn't work.
Yeah, because it didn't feel like a Star Fox game. There were the parts where you were in the ship, and I'm gonna say something right now, and you can fucking beef me. Those parts where you're in the ship, they controlled so goddamn well. Exactly what I wanted from a GameCube Star Fox game. And actually, I think Star Fox Assault, which is often looked past because people assume it's just as bad as Adventures, is actually damn good. Like, it's good. It's damn good. Like, if you're gonna play a Star Fox game on the GameCube, maybe skip past Adventures and play Assault. But if you're looking for something more ambitious and different, I actually would recommend Adventures. I thought it was pretty fun.
To be honest, I looked at it when I was a kid, and I found that the idea was interesting, but at the same time, why would you want to take Star Fox out of a ship? Like,
The story is so bad.
baffles me,
Like
really.
the story in Star Fox Adventures is so bad. And yeah, and to be honest, the walking levels could give or take. And that's almost all of them, right? Could give or
Yeah.
take. But the parts where you're on the ship, pretty fun. And I don't
But
know.
like, I just wanted to bring that game up. Really, we can go back to kind of how Rare has fared in the last 10 years or so.
What are they making now? They're making the Kinect sports games? What
Jeez.
happened? What happened? It's like it's the saddest fall from grace I've ever seen. Like going from being top of their game to literally bottom of their game. Like
Yeah, it's one of the worst stories. One of
I
the
feel like
worst stories,
Microsoft
to be
really got
sure.
the shit end of the stick on that deal. They bought this company thinking, oh man, we're gonna get awesome games like Conker's Bad Fur Day and Banjo-Kazooie and Perfect Dark on the Xbox 360. And then
Well,
they
they
bought.
restaffed. They restaffed. That's one thing we have to understand is Rareware from yesteryear is not the same as Rareware from today. A lot of the developers changed, the team changed. They're basically, a lot of them are pretty much replaced with Microsoft guys, so what are you gonna do?
Microsoft, what have you done? What have you done? So I bet everybody out there listening is wondering, why are we even talking about this? Well,
Yeah.
this week Rareware went on. They put out. They're looking for people. They're looking for people to work there to work on a new state-of-the-art game that will blow minds.
Holy shit. And what do you think that's gonna be?
I feel like it's probably going to be a new IP.
They haven't been blowing minds in a while.
Yeah, they haven't blown my mind since 01. But
Honestly, I think it could either be a new IP, or really, it could be maybe that Banjo-Kazooie game you people have been looking forward to.
and see, of course that idea came across my mind, but all in all, I don't want them to touch Banjo-Kazooie anymore. I don't want them to touch him anymore.
But Microsoft wants money.
Yeah, of course.
As any company would.
But I almost feel like if they did do a Banjo-Kazooie, they've already, with after what happened with Nuts and Bolts, I feel like they've already lost their Banjo-Kazooie loyal fans. So if they released a new Banjo-Kazooie, I don't think that many people would play it. That being said, Conker Live and Reloaded was generally not talked about, almost kind of missed. Not a whole lot of people even know that game even exists. So they could potentially make a new Conker game, except they sold that IP off to be in what's that game called that just came out, or maybe it's about to come out. Project Spark, that one where people make games. Project Spark. I don't know if they sold Conker. I know Conker's in that game. I also know that game is not a Rareware project.
I was gonna say that maybe they were gonna re-release that Conker game because nobody played it. There you go. Let's re-release it again.
And this goes back to our original concept. Live and Reloaded was a remake of Conker's Bad Fur Day. And guess what? I'd rather play Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Live and re-reloaded is what they re-released.
Well, the reason they re-released it was because they're putting it onto Xbox Live. And let's be honest, Conker's Bad Fur Day is a good game. The multiplayer is the best part. Like, the multiplayer in that game is near flawless. So they wanted live, Xbox Live, Live and Reloaded. That's kind of what they were going for.
Okay, yeah.
Xbox Live and Reloaded. Yeah. But it didn't quite work out, because I'm pretty sure those servers were pretty barren.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Yeah, of course. I'm not surprised either. I mean, I'm excited to see what Rareware is going to do. I really am, but.
It's almost like thinking that an old like superstar basketball player is coming back out onto the court, and you're just hoping for that one last spark of enthusiasm from his past.
And for him to jump forward and dunk.
He steps out, and you don't know what's going to happen yet. You could completely witness him fuck up. He stands there.
He's given a penalty shot or whatever the fuck is in basketball. I don't know. But they give him the ball. He stands there. He looks at the crowd. He looks up at the net. He starts crying and immediately shits his britches right there on middle court. And that's probably what's going to happen here. Because
After promising great things to everybody.
I promise I'll make the shot. Shits his pants right there. It's like sliding down his leg.
That's disgusting, dude. Gross.
No, but I feel like that's what's gonna happen with Rare. They're saying they're making a state-of-the-art, mind-blowing game. Like, I would actually put money on the fact that this might be like a new Kinect sports game with a twist. Like,
oh god, yeah.
They've made what three of those games? I think I don't know. I stopped paying attention to Rareware because they're done. They're done terrible now, bro. They're done horrible.
Yeah, man. Well, we'll see. I guess this injects a little bit of hope, but it also probably doesn't draw the attention of many gaming fans anymore because Rare is kind of in the background now.
Now, since we're sort of on the topic of Conker's Bad Fur Day, we can actually segue into our next topic. When Conker's Bad Fur Day came out in 2001, there was sort of controversy around it because of the way the box art was, because Conker was a game on the Game Boy for kids. A lot of people thought it was for kids, and so when it wasn't, people kind of lost their mind, the same way that they lost their mind when Doom came out and Grand Theft Auto 3. Now,
also Night Trap. Can't forget about that.
Oh, fuck Night Trap, man. Dude, that game sucks. But
of course it sucks. That's not the point.
But the same kind of controversy... Same kind of controversy that happened with Doom, that happened with Quake, that happened with Conker's Bad Fur Day, that happened with the Grand Theft Auto series is
Mortal
happening.
Kombat.
Which one?
Mortal Kombat. Yeah,
Oh,
all of these
yeah.
games, man. It's...
Oh, yeah, Mortal Kombat. That's right. People went ape shit over that. But it's happening again. No surprise. Parents are freaking out. But here's the thing is that I was saying this to someone the other day is that if you play Doom now, the original Doom, it is tamer than practically every game that comes out these days. It really is phenomenal.
Well, but you have to think like you're in 1993.
I guess.
Know. It's hard to put yourself in those shoes nowadays. We're pretty desensitized. But anyway, what's the spark that has caused all this controversy again?
It's a new game coming out called Hatred. Now, this game Hatred, basically, you are a man who is basically the devil, and you're the bad guy in a horror survival. You're going around the outskirts of NYC, pretty much finding, diving into the hatred of this man's mind, finding victims and plucking them off. And I mean, yeah, I guess it's a, sort of a controversial concept, but it's a video game nowadays. Like, all of the games are like this. There's tons of games like this.
I wouldn't say all of them are. I wouldn't say there's tons that are necessarily like this either. This is going to be, from what I understand, pretty visceral. It's going to go pretty far. And I think the developers have actually been saying that that's kind of what they're trying to do. They're actually trying to go far with this. And also, I have another thing to say about this. I don't understand what the big deal is. Isn't video game like design considered an art form? Can we really tell these developers to stop? It's art.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. It's the same way that, like, I don't know, if comics were more mainstream. I'm a big comic fan. People, like, if they're losing their mind over this, like, let them read one Spawn comic. One Spawn comic. And they would be like, what the fuck? Because kids read Spawn. Like, kids read Spawn.
Oh, fuck, I did.
Yeah, me too.
I know plenty of others who did too.
Exactly. And there was a movie.
Pretty mind-blowing shit in that.
There was a movie about Spawn too. And guess who that was aimed at? Kids.
Well, not necessarily, but kids definitely saw it.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's like the same way that The Dark Knight was 14A, but you're going to stop kids from watching Batman.
You know everybody was there. You know, like, that's one of those movies everyone saw. We're getting off topic again here. Just back to
Hatred. Hatred!
It's pretty much stated in the title. If you don't know already going in that what that game is going to entail as a parent, then how can they make it clearer to you?
Well, this kind of reminds me of the controversy that came around when Manhunt 2 was released. Do you remember that one?
I do, yes.
People were losing their drawers because...
Yeah.
It's, if you've ever played Manhunt 2, it does cross a few lines. It's fucked up, it's violent, but it's art, and honestly, it's fun.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, who are we to say where the line is, really? I mean, games are marked M. That's the best they can really do. They can't stop developers from making a game because, I mean, there are lines, I guess, but they're within reason. Like, you can't have, like, Nazi propaganda in a game, and that makes sense. I can understand that.
Yeah.
But to say a game is too violent, or the imagery in the game is too demonic, or the storyline or plot elements are too disturbing, that's bullshit.
I used to work in a video game place, a place that sold video games, right? And if a kid came up and was trying to... I remember a specific incident. A kid came up and he was trying to buy Sniper 3. And I said, like, this was law. I had to do this. I said to him, do you have ID on you? He said, no. And I said, then I'm not selling you this. And if you get caught selling a 17-plus game to a kid, that's a hefty fine. If you don't want your kid to play it, there's one simple thing that you have to do as a parent. Not buy it for them. That's all
you
gotta
no,
do.
Like, yeah, no shit. Like, no, nobody can be blamed then but the parents. Now, the other argument that I know will always come up, it has always come up, is, well, what if my kid's over at some other kid's house, and they have the game?
Exactly, well, right?
Like, then that kid's parents failed, obviously, in that case. I don't know, like...
Not exactly failed. I don't know. I feel like there's an age. As a kid, my parents were pretty conscious about this sort of shit, right? They knew I loved video games, but they didn't want me to play the super fucking violent ones until I was an age where my mind was developed enough that it would be fine. I think that I started playing M-rated games when I think I was 14. I remember the first one I got, too. It was Resident Evil 4, actually. It was the first M-rated game I ever owned, and it was the bomb. It was just the bomb.
I can't remember what the first M-rated game was that I played. It definitely was when I was very young, though, and it probably would have been. Was Diablo, the original Diablo, was that an M-rated game?
I think so. Actually, what year did Diablo come out?
I think it was the original release was 96 or 97. I can't remember which.
Okay, yeah, because the ESRB came into effect in, like, 96. So if it came out before that, it wouldn't have got a rating.
It did get a rating. I know that for sure.
Then I think maybe it was T, but I'm pretty sure it was M, though. Like, a game like that in 1996, that has to have been M.
Oh, and it definitely was blowing some people's minds, and shit was going crazy about that game, too, so...
Right, but now, fucking...
blah, blah, blah.
think about it like this, all right? Diablo came out, right? The concept is that you're fighting demons, blah, 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 similar to Doom, but with, like, magic and swords rather than guns. Now, a similar game came out called Darksiders, and I know you've played this game. It's a really good game, but you play as one of the four swordsmen one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and nobody bats an eyelash.
Well, no, but, I mean, that game, it's got dark moments, but it's presented in a way that I think is pretty not offensive considering the material.
I guess, yeah. Seeing as
I think they handled it very well.
Seeing as you kind of fight the devil and go to heaven at the end.
I do remember, like, the God of War series. The first God of War, there's a scene where you tap, like, the circle button over and over again to have sex with this handmaiden.
Yeah! Like, in your head.
And that got people going nuts, and I don't understand why. You don't see any of the sex. You know what's happening. You don't really see frontal nudity or anything like that, though.
Well, a similar thing happened when the first Fable game came out, and people got mad because basically you could get a wife and you could fuck your wife. But, like, all that would happen is that you would just see the outside of the house, and then you would hear vague female sex noises. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, boy, wow. Like, that's pretty risky stuff.
Okay, here's
I don't know.
People who went nuts over that, here's my argument of that. It's a 17-plus game. Now, that's pretty tame. That's just a girl making sex noises and you see outside of a house. If you think you have a 17-year-old kid who's never watched porn or doesn't watch porn on a regular basis...
Or at least doesn't fantasize about the sex. Opposite sex. Or
isn't having sex himself.
Right.
Know? If you have a 17-year-old kid who's not banging, who's not watching porn... who's not, you know, doing any of that stuff, guess what? He probably doesn't play Fable. Like,
well, yeah, true. And again, like, I don't want to pull any religious things into this at all.
Of course not.
Any political affiliations into this at all. So, really, you just... All I have to say is everybody can easily stop their kids from playing these games. You cannot stop your children from being exposed to the content of some of these games, because that content is all around us everywhere. Exactly. Violence is in the streets, it's on TV, you hear bad shit all the time, you see bad shit all the time, it's gonna happen somehow, so blaming video games is like the easiest thing for parents to do, but it's to me, it's silly.
I don't know. And games definitely are getting darker. They for sure are getting darker, which brings us right into our next topic. What's that company called? Epic has come out and said that they're going to be making some more Gears of War games, but they said that they're going to be toting back to a darker take on the series. Pretty dark series already.
Yeah, you know what? I like that they say that. I guess maybe Judgment was a little lighter I didn't like that game nearly as much as the main series entries.
No,
but,
me neither.
At the same time, yeah, it's been a pretty dark series. Pretty great damn series. So I'm just happy they're working on another one, to be honest.
Excited. Well, yeah. The second Gears of War game, I think we can all agree, is a goddamn masterpiece. Like, it's really good.
It really is. Number 3 is pretty good, too, but number 2 is definitely my favorite of the series.
Yeah, number 2 is for sure my favorite as well. I also, you know what, I like all 3. Like, I really like all 3, actually. It's a damn good series. I'd say it's up there with some of the greats of last gen, including Mass Effect, even Elder Scrolls. Like, it's right up there. It's damn good.
Yeah, like, and the characters, especially Dom.
Yeah, and he's very relatable.
What an excellent character, and for him to be like not even the main character and be so engrossing is.
Yeah, and Marcus Fenix has his moments. He's definitely not the most relatable character in the series. I reserve that spot for Dom as well as Baird. Baird I like because, you know, he's kind of quirky, he's kind of funny. Do I think Baird is a leading man kind of person? No.
No, that kind of killed... It was one of the things that killed Judgment for me, to be honest. I don't really enjoy him being the leader of the group. It just doesn't make any sense.
What I really like about Gears of War, and I hope that this comes... I hope that they do this in the new game, and they probably will. What I really like about Gears of War is the ability to play through the entire story co-op.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome, especially in this day and age when multiplayer gaming with a friend in the same room with you is kind of dying, which is sad.
I agree. I played through Gears of War. I've played through all 3 of those games on co-op, as well as by myself as well. But I played through all 3 of them on co-op, and I found out that all of them are way more fun on co-op.
I would have to agree with that. It's always great having a friend to play with. It just, I don't know, it just adds to the excitement. You can kind of cooperate with each other and tell each other what needs to be done at what time. And
yeah, and
it's just good fun.
And also, another really cool thing, too, is that whether or not you're doing co-op or not doing co-op, it doesn't actually affect the game. So you could do co-op up until the 3rd chapter and then be like, oh, my friend moved away, so now I got to finish the whole game, the rest of the game by myself. It doesn't matter. You can do that. And I like that feature. I think that was a smart road to take.
I mean, for the most part, I think excellent series. I'm glad they're working on another one. I'm glad that they're not gonna like lighten it up. I never really thought they were going to, but
I think they're reaffirmed. I think the new one is gonna be sort of toting back to the original series, which makes me a happy Chadley.
But why is it that multiplayer gaming, as far as like sitting down with a friend in the same room, is going the way of the dinosaur?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. A couple of weeks ago, I got together with some friends, and we all played Mario Party 3 on Nintendo 64. All in the same fucking room! And we had a blast!
Wow. Amazing. You got 3 people in the same room to play video games? Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. And it was fun. And then we played Conker's Bad Fur Day, and it was fun. We didn't have to go on to Xbox Live to enjoy it. There was no lag. There was no 12-year-old saying I was gay. Like, it was fun. Like,
not that there's anything wrong with being gay, of course.
I don't think there's anything wrong with online gaming. That's fine. If that's your thing, that's fine. If you want to play with it, like, if you have a friend who lives in fucking wherever the hell he lives, like in Australia or whatever, and you want to play games with him, well, first of all, you're going to have to figure out time zones, because that'll be hard. But you're gonna want to play online. Personally, I'm not an online fan. I'd rather play, if I'm going to play a game with somebody, I'd like to play with them side by side.
Yeah, totally agree.
I know that a few months ago, Tristan and I, we were, Saints Row 3 was on Xbox as a free download, but it didn't have fucking co-op, so we set up 2 TVs beside each other, like, it only had online co-op, it didn't have local co-ops. So
we had a LAN party, essentially, for all intents and purposes.
Basically, yeah. And it was fun. It was, and it, I'd much rather play it like that and actually have them in the room. If I'm going to play online with someone, it's only like that.
Yeah, two TVs side by side playing the same game.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Exactly. And that game also has really fucking good co-op. I just wish it was local.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
Yeah. But that'll bring us right into our next topic, because we're talking about multiplayer games, and there's a game out there that everybody knows is notorious for being incredibly fun as a multiplayer, and that game is Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros. This came out recently on the 3DS, and it's coming out November the 21st. That's a confirmed date by Nintendo for the Wii U. I'm pretty excited, although, I don't know, I feel like I got my jollies out of the 3DS version. I don't know if I need to get the Wii U version, but...
I don't know, man. I think that most people are going to spring for the Wii U version. I've heard a lot of people say they're waiting for it, but anyway, continue.
Fair enough. But people have gone in and looked at the actual code. Like, this is a thing people never used to do, right? Fucking crack games and look at codes just to find, like, information on the game. This isn't a thing people used to do. But they were looking for whether or not DLC was going to be a thing. And they found it. They have confirmed that it is almost for sure going to be that DLC characters are going to be coming to Smash Bros. Characters, DLC. Now, I hate DLC, but I know that I like the concept of a bigger roster in Smash Bros., so I know I'm going to be a sucker and get it, the same way I got the fucking Mario Kart DLC coming out next month.
Yeah, and in Smash Bros., new characters makes a big difference, whereas in Mario Kart, not so much. So
yeah, no, I agree.
Definitely interesting to see what will happen. So what characters would you like to see?
Oh, there's so many characters I'd like to see. Now, the first one that, of course, that gets rumored, and I'm just, before I say anything more, I'm going to say I'm almost positive this is not going to be in DLC. The first character that's rumored is Cloud Strife, but Final Fantasy VII was a PlayStation game, and the only Nintendo console games Cloud was ever on were Kingdom Hearts games on the Game Boy Advance and Nintendo DS.
Yeah, so, I don't see that ever happening.
Yeah,
so, sorry, fans.
And I hope it doesn't, because
that's not gonna happen.
I don't know. It would be strange, I guess. I mean, I guess he would fit in with the other cast of characters, but.
No, I think it would be real badass if it happened, but it won't.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way.
It's just that simple.
But now let's talk about what the fans want. What the fans want right now is Ridley, and I don't care for that. I don't care for that.
I'm not so sure I really care for it either. I don't see the interest of having that particular character as a playable. Why would it be?
It's too large. And it was a boss fight in fucking Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I don't know. I don't feel like Ridley would work.
I don't think it would fit.
Yeah, me neither. But now let's talk about characters that I do want. There's tons. And number one, the number one character that I want, and I would do anything to get this character into Super Smash Bros. Fucking Tails, man. Fucking Tails. I would hit so hard on Tails.
If there's going to be any secondary Sonic characters in that game, it's got to be Knuckles. Knuckles is fucking badass.
This is sort of like, you got to remember that when they make these games, right? Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to advertise for other games coming out with that franchise. That's why they put Lucina and Robin into the game. They're trying to advertise Awakening. Now, if they're going to put in a new Sonic, if they're going to put in another Sonic character, God forbid, it might be that fucking, what was that white guy? It's like a new Sonic character. What's that guy called? You know the guy I'm talking about? He's like Sonic, but he's white.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
I do, and I doubt that. No, there's no way that's just not popular enough.
One thing that I think would be neat, and is that, like, here we have all these
what
secondary
about Eggman,
characters,
or as they like to call him these days, or I like to call him Dr. Robotnik, but
They call him Eggman. I call him Robotnik too. But
do you think I think he would work as a Smash Bros. Character?
Yeah, sort of the same way that Bowser works as a Smash Bros. Character. He'd be a bit bigger, but it would work. He wouldn't be too big. I agree. I would like Eggman. I wouldn't complain if Eggman was in the game. But now we can either be optimistic about this or pessimistic. Now, if I'm being optimistic, I'm saying things like, you know, I want to see Knuckles. I want to see Ice Climbers return. I want to see Snake return, which is actually a rumor.
I honestly think that Ice Climbers will.
Yeah, but if we're gonna be pessimistic, one thing that they might do, and if they do this, I'm just gonna lose my beans here. One thing they might do to advertise for new Metroid related material is they might have Dark Samus as a character. You know, you'd think to yourself they wouldn't do that, but then they did Dark Pit, so you know what?
Yeah, but they did Dark Pit not as DLC. The reason why they shouldn't do that as DLC is because it's advertising itself as being similar to a character you already have. Why would people pay for that? They may as well. They probably exhausted their variety of very similar characters in the original roster because nobody's going to pay for something that they know is going to be the same as what they already have.
Well, it's also rumored that the DLC is going to include Lucas, but everybody knows Lucas just plays kind of like Ness, who we already have.
So why, if they do that, dumb move on Nintendo's part, dumb move.
I agree. I'd like to see more from characters that we only have one of, you know, like something, I don't know, like I'd like to say something from Pac-Man, but I really can't think of anything else from Pac-Man except for Miss Pac-Man, which should honestly just be a costume.
Let's get Bomberman.
Dude, Hudson Soft doesn't even exist anymore, bro.
Yeah, they're under the umbrella of Konami, though, technically. I mean, they're going to get Salt, if they're going to get Snake back in there, why not Bomberman?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could work. I don't know. For me personally, and like I know you love Bomberman. All right, so you might take offense to this.
Except for the most recent one, that Xbox one was shit.
Bomberman, especially in this day and age, isn't popular. So they're not gonna fucks around with Bomberman because he doesn't have games coming out. Nobody really knows who he is anymore. He's kind of being forgotten a little bit.
I agree, but I don't know. As a kid, even when the first Smash Bros. Came out, I thought to myself, Bomberman would be interesting. And it seems like nobody else agrees with me on that, so I just had to bite my tongue and move on.
Well, we have to remember that with these things, they probably want to advertise, you know, their new games, as we've before stated. So it's possible we're going to be getting things like Impa from Legend of Zelda. It's possible that we're going to be getting, like, in order to advertise Hyrule Warriors, which is a pretty decent game, I guess, whatever. It's possible that we're going to be getting more Pokemon, which I wouldn't complain about.
As long as they're the right ones, bring back Mewtwo.
They won't bring back Mewtwo. There's a demand for it, and they won't do it.
Stupid.
I agree. Base. What about Base?
I guess maybe. I was thinking if we're gonna bring, like, you're speaking Base for Mega Man, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking if we're gonna bring any more Capcom characters into the game, why not like Ryu or Ken from Street Fighter?
I think probably not, because that's been done before in several fighting games, including Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's never been, like, it's a totally different type of fighting game.
I don't think we'll get Street Fighter characters, personally. And another reason for that, too, is that Street Fighter games don't come out on Nintendo consoles. Those Street Fighter games are PS3 and Xbox only.
And they will if Nintendo buys out Capcom, like I hope they do.
Yeah, I hope they do too, because it would actually be a smart move, because there are still avid Street Fighter lovers. avid that will do whatever they can to play the new fucking Street Fighter. If you release Street Fighter 5 on the Wii U, that would up your sales for sure. If you released Mega Man 11 exclusive on the Wii U, that would up your sales for sure.
Definitely. Did you just
Mega Man 11? I don't know if they want
to. Yeah. Absolutely, it definitely would.
I don't know if they want to jump into Mega Man 11. I'm not so positive that would be an awesome concept, but
I think it absolutely would be, actually, but I think that might already be under development, and I think it might be just coming as a downloadable game again. I'm not sure, though.
I don't hate the concept. One thing that I hope they don't do, but I think it's probably inevitable and they're probably going to do it, is I don't want them to release in DLC more Animal Crossing characters, but I feel like they probably will.
Like Tom Nook? Oh, God.
No, if they were going to release another Animal Crossing character, I don't think it would be Tom Nook. I think it would be Isabelle. Mainly because they're trying to sell Isabelle pretty hard. She's coming in with the Mario Kart DLC as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. And Tom Nook is also already part of Villager's Final Smash.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would fucks with that. Honestly, and here's one, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. If they're going to add DLC, please, for the love of fuck, put in Skull Kid. It's got to be their most requested character apart from Ridley. Like, and he would work. He would work. He could have a cool Final Smash where he brings down the moon. Like, it would be neat, I think. I would fucks with Skull Kid.
What about Waluigi?
Sometimes I want you to think before you say things. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't hate Waluigi. He could have a different sort of moveset, especially with maybe even like he could use his legs a bit more than Mario does or Luigi does. He could kick or something. I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to Waluigi, actually. Now that I'm positively, you know what I think they should do? You know what I really think that they should do? This is one of these ones that I don't think they will do, but I in the back of my mind I'm like, you know what? I didn't think they were gonna do Pac-Man or Mega Man either, so maybe. Rayman.
But Rayman's not a Nintendo exclusive.
Yeah,
so
except
they'd have to pull some strings with Ubisoft.
Well, Mega Man's not a Nintendo exclusive either. Mega Man 9 and 10 came out on Xbox 360 and PS3. Pac-Man had Pac-Man World 2, which came out on the PlayStation.
Yeah, I really wouldn't hold my breath on Rayman, but...
I wouldn't hold my breath either, but I think it would be neat. I think it would work.
How about Earthworm Jim? That's out of left field.
That's, but
wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be interesting, but is it ever not going to happen?
No, definitely not.
Is there any Kirby characters that are still missing, or do they just kind of have all the important ones already?
All the important ones are in.
Yeah, King Dedede, Kirby, and Knight. Yeah, that'd be fine. One that's also been that people have wanted for a while now is Black Shadow, and I think that could work. Having Black Shadow in the game, I would tussle. I mean, I feel like it'd be a similar moveset to Captain Falcon, but
that's exactly the problem. I don't know, man. Maybe.
Maybe it's possible. It's possible. But other than that, I can't really think. I know that there was also talk a few years ago about Crystal being in the Smash Bros. Games, but due to the failure of that entire new Star Fox franchise with Crystal, with Assault,
yeah,
I feel like
bad.
They probably don't want to fucks with that.
Hey, I'm gonna stop this conversation with one name. Mike Tyson.
You know what? Like, I would say no, but they've already got a character from a Mike Tyson game in there.
Fucking right, Little Mac, man.
So his
Final Smash will just be he attaches himself to his opponent's ear and just rips it off.
Rips it right off. Oh, man. Holy shit, man. We are... We are almost running out of time here.
Wow,
Jesus.
we didn't even get to everything.
We didn't even get to everything. We're gonna have to save some of this. We're gonna have to save some of this and skip right to we're gonna have to skip right to what are you playing? What are you playing lately, Tristan?
Oh, well, man, lately I haven't really been playing much.
Fag.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's come over me. I guess it's probably work is getting in the way, but in my free time, I'm still batting around Fire Emblem Awakening, so
That's a damn good game. That's a damn good game. What I have right here in my hand, this is sort of the game that I've been playing recently, but I need to do a little bit of explaining when I show you guys it. This is Doom 3 BFG edition. I've never played Doom 3 in my life. Never. I've owned this for a while and I've never once played Doom 3. But this game on the disc also contains the first Doom and the second Doom, all four chapters of the first Doom, and that's what I've been
Yeah,
playing
you're
lately.
pretty stoked about that, man.
Yeah,
You're pretty stoked, I can tell.
it's cool. What I'm doing basically lately is I'm gonna announce this here right now, but I'll probably do an official announcement probably in December or something like that. In the new year on punchnerds.com, I'm gonna be posting up an article. Well, a five-part article. It's basically the top 100 video games of all time, in my opinion. And basically, it's gonna be a big deal. We're gonna make big waves about it. But I'm trying to educate myself as much as possible, playing games I've never played before that a lot of people consider to be really good. And Doom is one of those games. So I've been playing Doom, real good.
Yeah. I imagined it would be.
It is good. It is good. Even compared to first person shooters these days, like, it's damn good.
Yeah, no, I some of my earliest gaming memories come from playing the original Doom on DOS at a friend's house.
DOS
And
is awesome.
I was like 5 years old maybe, and my parents didn't even care that I was playing it.
Hell
I
yeah.
grew up totally fine.
Hell
So,
yeah.
I mean, just
They
tying
didn't give a
it right
shit.
around to what we were talking about earlier, who the hell cares?
Nobody. Not all people care.
If your kid's not a nutcase, he'll be fine. If he's a nutcase, he would have done what he's gonna do anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I
I
agree.
mean?
Like, people who are like, oh, I did this because I saw it in Grand Theft Auto. It's like, well, you probably would have done that anyways. You just wouldn't have said you saw it in Grand Theft Auto. You would have done something fucked up.
That's definitely my opinion, man. But anyway, so I think we're getting right around to that time where we have to wrap up for this week.
We're all done for the week. I'm so sorry, but of course we're gonna be back next week with episode 4. We're gonna be talking about some of the stuff we didn't get to on the list of topics today. We can...
Also some more stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be talking about stuff that goes on this week. We'll be
Stuff
taking
at
note
least.
as shit that goes down. So thank you everybody for listening, or if you're on YouTube for watching. My name is Chadley.
Oh, hey, whoa. Download on iTunes as well.
Download this on iTunes, please. We want all your money, except it's free, so I don't know what I'm saying right
Man,
now.
totally free.
It's totally free. It's a free podcast, like everything else on the Punch Nerds, iTunes. We got tons of awesome podcasts. This isn't the only one, although this one is pretty damn good. We also have a new podcast right now called Learn You Something. If you want to learn something, it's a really good podcast and it's really funny. So make sure you tune in. All that can be found at punchnerds.com.
All right, see you later, guys.
Thanks for listening.